see about Rosh Hashiva Yudal Cheshvan Itoshim of Zion, November 16, 1906,
on Sunday. And just want to discuss on the question is money. We say that we are all in peace. So why do we say I keep a million of this? I keep a million of this. Should also be concerned, even in the case of
Here's a new effort from the Shekha,
we don't know that it's because of meditation. So we stop, how can we reserve because there is such a possibility? How can we be not trained later and be drinking? This is what I want. And that's what the shame is in the But a basic thing to look at in the two bears needs a different kind of that. Now, if you have a shame that says, look, if there was a shame of the basic, if you got a big number down there, the second paragraph in the first column of page 45,
Within the world, within the framework of our world. So, that's also
based upon rationalization. So, you know, if we should think so many times a person, we will be near hetera and we'll come to up hetera. Even though the hetera has no basis in the person, the logical person, on the whole, but because of the idea, so we rationalize because of wishful thinking. So we'll get better from this one, that one, and Mele, and we'll say, this is Dawa, and he'll deceive himself. That's one kind of Mele. That kind of Mele, mind has been of shame. He is shame for amazing, of course. But he's still ashamed. He's still ashamed. But then there's another kind of Mele. When people get the Dawa. They know that it's a thought. They know it's a lot of the right to talk to God. But I'm not. So then, that kind of person is not a beginning of shade. That kind of person that is not a native. You know, although it's a meaning you are very full when you talk to God. But still, they are made of God. I'm not a person. So, this is what basically I mean. Says in respect to the subject of Shamish law. In other words, laziness is possible. A case of Chikotin is not laziness. It's too late to testify that the time is given to Chikotin added to his end. So we know it wasn't the meaning of Shamish from Shamish. So it's about that. Even if it will be verified 100% that we did it in order for us to know that. We need to be verified that there was no one. What is doing out? I don't know why to say that the Taoist of Shimon is mine in order to collect them all dead. Alright? Just because Shimon is dishonest, so I'm not allowed to gather from him just because he is the gather. So it's I'm the gather. And it's not that he thinks that all of me you are allowed to grab the other fellow's blanket. The other fellow owns it. He knows that all of me is in his pocket. But he's too near to us. The chin is a coward. After all, he always loves me. I mean, so I might as well go to him. So he's not too near a heter within the hour. He's a mere heter against the Allah. He's a hosher. But he's not hosher to be Yishvansha. In other words, even though Hoshadamon is Hoshadashvah, so only one who is Hoshadamon without a fear, without even a failing against the Allah. There are certain things that his person knows that it's against the Allah. And that if he does it, he's a Hoshe. But there are certain things that necessarily, because he neglected my self-emotional. So he knows that the end of the day is rather than say what he needs. Everybody talks to Shnorlet. So a person thinks he can still be a Bainir of Rafa. A nice Jew, a good Jew, I mean, even if he did that, I mean, self-emotional. So I wonder if that's enough. So that kind of a person, that kind of a mere heter, does not give him a thing of shame, but he's not cautious in his devotion.
So he's cautious?
Not that way, it's not. He's cautious in Shpure, because in Shpure there are no psalm of Hoshe. There is no Allah in Hoshe is cautious to the Shpure. The Hoshe is not cautious to the Shpure. But if he's a Hoshe, so we are afraid of the devotion. But since he is only resolved in a Nisa moment and the circumstances where human psychology attempts him to be a bear, so Mele is not hushed in the Nisa Shaka, but the Hoshi is. But this at his will, there is no psul of Hoshi as such, only because we don't trust it. So since people are mere hetera to do it, even though they are mere hetera against Allah and not within the framework of Allah. There are two kinds of mere. There is one mere hetera within the framework of Allah, and there is another mere hetera against Allah. right hand shot. Go to a carriage. And you need to turn 100 times. The signal here. One help. So I'm not saying so far. That's the meaning. If you say me, so I have the sanctions. I go to the other so you hang the tension. So that doesn't mean that they are cheating, they are not cheating. And maybe it's not possible they have sham worship. When is one shaking? When he's near a heter in the framework of Allah. But when somebody is near a heter against Allah, then it's not shaking. It's amazing. But some of these persuaders in the worship, but Shmuel, there is no soul of Hoshim. There is a lot of Hoshim. Hoshim depends upon human mentality. So, seems. So, generally speaking, if somebody is ready to be in the ranks of the ghetto, so then it is Hoshim. He is ready to be a Shetah also. But if somebody is ready to be in the ranks of the ghetto under circumstances, where people are made a heter, and then Dawah, then it's not Hoshim used to push. Now again, yes.
So this would be even according to Man Damar says that we don't say Migui Hashem or Hashem Shua, so you'd still be possible like this?
That's right, because vis-a-vis this, it's not a question of Hoshim.
And this would be even according to Man Damar says we do say Migui?
What?
Would this be also according to Man Damar says we do say Migui too?
Whether we say Hashem or Hashem, or Hashem among the Lechash, as we say, has no bearing on the question of Tzuris. There it's a Tzurosh. It's not a question whether it's trusted or not. There are Tzuris who are the biggest Sadiqim, Meishav Aharon, to each other, are proselytes. Why? Because there is a doubt, maybe, or has to show them. Not see the truth, you know, which I have to say. But it's a good Sakosu. So Rosh is also a Zerasakosu. But if somebody shaped Mamish, it is near a heter only. Right where Kabbalah, then after Rosh, shaped. But here they are merely a heter only again with Allah, not within the framework of Kabbalah. Some may not be shaped. If he's not a shaped, he's amazing. If he's amazing, he has a Shem Rosh. If he has a Shem Rosh, he's proselytes. But where there is no soul of Rosh, yes.
So, point to Rimigash, if someone's Tope is Novi Yashana, Chazamit Hosham, so he's Chashav is a Gazlan.
He's a Gazlan.
He's a Gazlan.
He's a
Gazlan. He's over
Lavalos Tigzo. Of course, amazing.
Yes. So.
He's a Roshan.
Now, how about if it was a Vada in Novi Yashana? Would it be
he still would be off.
Okay. Now, according to the other sheet to say that. Even though you're not a Gazan, it's still usher to go and be Tope or something. The other Rishonim. Because if it's something of Yishon, it's usher.
No, he's a Gazan, but they hold that he's a Gazan. This is what Kalai Wayne says. You see, there is a difference. You see, suppose, let's say, Ruben says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $1,000. And Shimon knows that it's true. He borrowed from Ruben $1,000. But Shimon also knows that Ruben borrowed from Shimon, $500. So Shimon borrowed $1,000. And Ruben borrowed from Shimon, $500. So, now that worker is, I owe you $1,000. And you owe me $500. So, one is set off against the other. So the next result is that Shimon owes Ruben $500. So in that case, if Shimon, that's when Ruben says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000, and Shimon knows that the studio owes him $1,000, but it's also true that Ruben owes him $500. So he says, I owe you only $500, then machine is not a God. But suppose Rube in sex machine, this golden watch that you are wearing, you got it from me, it's mine. It's mine. So I left it in your house. The golden watch, I once visited you. So that mistake, I left the golden watch. And that's the truth. She knows that the truth, that it's woman's watch. But she also knows another truth, that who they borrowed from him, let's say they watch is worth $1,000. And but she also knows that who they borrowed from him, $500. So then when who they says, the golden watch is mine, it's worth $1,000. So he'll say to him, no, it's mine, but I owe you $500 anyway, and he gives him $500. Then she will be that. Because if the counterfeit, in other words, in both cases you have a counterfeit. But in the first case, so Rubin has a claim for $1,000 against Shimon, and Shimon has a claim of $500 against Rubin. So maybe one claim is set up against the other, and the net result is that Shimon owes Rubin $500. So maybe when Shimon says to Rubin, I only owe you $500, so he's not the dollar. He's not the dollar. Even though he's not telling the whole truth. But the fact is, the net result, the net result on the basis of one claim being set up against the other is that Chin owes Rubin $500. But if the watch that Chin had in his possession belongs to Rubin, but Rubin borrowed from him $500, and the watch is worth $1,000, so by paying him $500, he doesn't preclude the guest. He's still doubtless. He owes him $500, so he has to blame that. He can't collect the work, that's too bad. That doesn't mean that he is not the doubtless. So all the machines agree in the case of the covenant, if the person will grab somebody else's debt in order to collect any debt, so then he's a gadol. But many Rishonim would say if he does it in order to collect any debt, so he's a gadol Rishonim. If he's a gadol Rishonim, it's still not possible either. But the Rishonim says now it's not a gadol Rishonim because people even cannot long be procurement common sense, and they understand just because he owes me money, he doesn't mean that I can grab. He's hated. So they know that they're not such an asking. They know. But they have a tendency to make a head out of the oxygen again. We talk to many people. Unfortunately. I mean, this happens even when one in Shia students too. It's very unfortunate. There is a way in order to make a long distance for Los Angeles without paying them. There are all kinds of things. So then she told them. There are all kinds of things. But she told them it's not right. And then she said, why? They are billionaires in government. So do they think they are so stupid that if somebody is a millionaire, so they're allowed to have land? They're not so stupid. But that's a mere heta against Allah. It's a mere heta against Allah. It's not a mere heta in the framework of Allah.
If Reuben wants to share him $1,000, yeah, or $500, and then he has Shimon's watch, yeah, later he has the cut of it. Yeah. He comes to Mason and says, well, he'll pay off this jar and give him back his watch, no?
That he can do,
huh?
But this will not be so. Maybe he should never be needed. That's another question. Machine is called a dumb point. Maybe he'll be never be needed if he comes to Benson and tells the truth. You see, he's watched, but he owes him. So then you can detail and you can argue that he should never be needed because he could have said he watches mine. Didn't. So it's another question.
But in case you are not in a millionaire, so once he has the watch, but suppose he doesn't have a watch, he's going to grab it. Yeah, he thinks I've got to go. What people are like, yes, what is it?
In a case of the watch, why should he be Gazman as opposed to being a Chamsan? He's forcing a purchase here.
All right, so Chamsan, okay. So
it's certainly less.
So you mean, according to the sheets of the training, that where he pays for it, so then he's not illegal as happening, he's not illegal as happening, and he's only possible to see Rabban in Mahalam, so according to that sheets of the training, he will not be Chasuyas in the rising, but in the Rabban in the cross, and then moves the shame home, that the Sahmi, the Mishik of the Gomamashma, only means that people make mistakes, but you are able to Sahmi. The Ego is Sahmi, and you are able to see also the awareness. But people make the mistake. People make the mistake. So melee, if you make the mistake, so again, you will not be possible in this. The rising, you will not be possibly this in the rising. Because he is shady coming to the Rabbono. But if you know that the Chosha then may be possibly this in the rising. And according to the Chosha, like this is here, that the Tachma Yimishir is on the Mashma, means that he is not in the middle of the Tachma, but when he is Sabe, he will search the behavior. So it's still also, the Tachma is Sabe, so it's also it is, but the Tachma is Sabe, he will not become proselytes, because only a lapshi of the Maldives or a Nisa of the Tinas Mormon becomes proselytes in Christ. With the Sabi in the Hills of Mormon, he will not become proselytes, but also it is anyway.
Positive says Rabbi Losa Sava?
What?
Positive says Rabbi Losa Sava?
That's a Mifurash in the Sifri, that if somebody just makes up his mind to get the other fellow's treatment, the pressure, even though he didn't do it, he didn't exert it, but he just made up his mind, he's already done it.
Yeah.
So, the machleket between the Ramban and the Nigash is whether by new Rishono, so he's a mere heter in the framework of the Oroche, or he's a mere heter against the Oroche. According to the Rambam, Mira had within the framework of our, so Mira, you should be kosher way, there is also a shame. A shame. But everybody agrees that it is involved in this event. But he is shame, so it is out of shame. But according to the Midrash, it's not Mira had there within the framework of our. It's Mira had there against our. Because Tova. At first he kept quiet. Then, 5 minutes later, he decided to protest and to complain. My, Yiddishke. In other words, and all that took place in the presence of this, in the presence of that. So the question is, my, Yiddishke, people, do we say that since he kept quiet first, so it's a raya that he was made to move in, that the whole power belongs to him. Or do more, he could have a hashi, when he needs it, a hashi, so he called it, so a hosle, a bono. Yes.
This observer is by Abayadis talking Dafk in our case.
No,
I mean, have it in the case where someone's chayvish would yuraisa. Is that the same question apply?
Here it is where the meaning of kipe, of grabbing from the possession of both. So then the rishayvish is when she is the doy,
have it, is that, would it be applied to any case of where it's a motzmach of avarai, or just to this case, not often with Alice?
If the circumstances are such that you could construe it and maybe not enjoy it, so here you have such circumstances, because the original possession is the possession by both. Now, in the presence of Vesky, Ruben pulled out the Talos from Shimon, and at 9 o'clock he pulled out the Talos from Shimon. He kept quiet 10 minutes. Then at 9 he decided to swim. So the question is, do we say that he's Igor? The fact that he kept at the very outset he kept quiet, so he's Igor. Or, since it was in the presence of Besdin, so maybe we can say that the reason why he kept quiet is because he was waiting for Besdin to reprimand Shimon. Then he saw that Besdin doesn't do anything, so then he decided to do it. Now, there is a machleket b'shem. The Gemara mentions ki hashi the highly shosik ni kora an alternative sova roko chosle rabon. So the Arishim say that the Abaye is only in the case where Ruben pulled out the towers from Shimon's hand in the presence of this. But suppose, not in the presence of this, in the presence of Eidim, then we certainly say that it is all. That it is all. In other words, suppose it's not tough weapon for anyone to be best, but if they, at first they are both on it, and then we saw how women put out the house from Jesus. So then there is no shy. Then there is no shy that it is certainly completely doing, because if he hadn't been made there, he should have screamed the first moment. If it takes place in the presence of Besdin, then there is a possibility the reason as to why he didn't protest in the first moment is because he relied on Besdin. Besdin will make sure that that Ruben will not be able to do it. But if he does it charlated with Besdin in the presence of Besdin, then the fact that he didn't scream at the first moment indicates that he was made of him. That's one situation. Then there's another situation that says just the reverse. In the case where Ruben pulls out the towers from Shimon's hand in the presence of Abel, not in the presence of Besdin, so then he's certainly not able. long as extremes alternate, even though extremes, if humans like the colors, because why should we have to extremes in the first moment? Because, you know, certain people don't act, you know, spontaneously, you know. They deliberate and, you know, and they explode. But if it's crazy, as it's a person, so then we can say, if he's not there, then he should have reacted to you, not inform him. But it's not there. In the presence of person, why did he have to react to you? He doesn't know him anything. I mean, he decides to bring the students later. Just the reverse. There are two sheets. Nevertheless.
Let's say, if I was in
saying, so obviously the Breite has reference to the Jays, where originally they are both holding the towers, and then Besni saw that it wouldn't put it out from Shinen, so from this we have it all over, I am the Shosak, we have it back. And Shimon was Shosak with Tzoba, so he's in Chavir of Araye, and Ruben Jitzes. Why? Because it's a doer. So the Mora says, Roy, Hochan Rastimo, he can also be coming with this way to Abai, that you will see you through it. So first we told them, go to the Baile, be not get. Then, an hour later, they came in again to Besni. But the doctor had a knife. Rubin was the only one who was holding it. Hayomar went to the Eagle. Rubin said, you see, now I'm holding it. No, why? Because she was medicine. So he let them keep it. And Hayomar, and she said, I did let him keep it. But not because I was with him. I let him keep it because he hired the Talisman for a certain time for money. I only don't like that money. That anyway, Besni says to Shimon, Besni says to Shimon, you are not believing what you say, that you let him have it because